The blood bank's main location is a lodge-themed building with wooden vaulted ceilings and a stone fireplace just off Tudor near Lake Otis. Micah Smith works there.
All right, do you have any allergies to iodine?
No.
He draws blood from volunteers about 8 to 10 times a day.
First thing we do is we find out if they're eligible to donate. They go through the questioning process. After the questioning process, we'll bring them to a chair, check the site to see if they have a good vein to go with. Then we'll clean off their arm, and then we'll go ahead and start the phlebotomy procedure.
Today, 22-year-old Ashley Klinger from Eagle River is donating blood.
All right, so go ahead and give me a good couple squeezes and hold. All right. If you don't like watching this part, now's the time where you look away, all right?
Yeah, totally.
Once the blood is drawn, it's sent out for testing. And once it's approved, it's kept in a giant refrigerator for shipment to wherever it's needed. Unlike most states, Alaska only has one blood bank, which officials say makes getting its patchwork of existing offices under one roof even more important. In all, the blood bank has 5 business sites around Anchorage. 4 of those will be consolidated into the new building. The work will begin in August. Mark Feynman is with Cook Inlet Housing Authority. He's managing the construction of the 2-story, 57,000-square-foot facility at the corner of Airport Heights and DeBar Road. He says in the next couple of weeks, workers will begin prepping the site for construction.
We're going to start cutting some trees down, clearing the site, grubbing it, and bringing in some fill to start to prepare the building pad. But basically, we're going to start some prep work.
The actual construction of the building won't begin for a year or two, though, Feynman says. The Blood Bank of Alaska started in 1962. They moved into the building where they are now, near the Providence campus, in 1981. But they've been outgrowing that facility for a while now, according to Director of Communications Laura Carpenter.
Some of our administrative offices happen off-site. So my office is in a building off of Lake Otis, and then our donor recruitment happens at a building off of Old Seward, and that's also in a warehouse where we have our mobile collections.
Tom Livingston is an architect with the firm designing the new blood bank building. He designed the building the bank uses now, back in 1981. He says the requirements for the blood bank have changed a lot in the past 30 years, with the biggest change being testing.
When they first opened this in the early 60s, the blood bank, they were running 3 tests on a unit of blood. When we opened this building, they were up to 5, and now I believe they're up to around 16 tests per unit of blood, for good reason.
Livingston says his design accommodates the expanded testing. Bob Scanlon is the CEO of Blood Bank of Alaska. He says the labs in the new facility are important for the blood bank to become more self-sufficient.
We're going to have a reference lab. It's a place where advanced blood workups can be done for compatibility and such. But we're also going to have a testing lab. Right now, currently, for our testing, for HIV testing and such, we're having to send those samples down to Seattle. We would like to be able to do that function here in the state of Alaska.
Being able to do their own tests, Scanlon says, will save time and money and could prove critical in the event of a large-scale emergency. The state of Alaska is providing $19 million in funding for the project. The blood bank hopes to get the rest of the funds through corporate, foundation, and individual donations. Construction of the building won't begin in earnest until the summer of 2013 or 2014. The new blood bank building is set to be completed sometime in 2015. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.